Network.
Back live, we've got the folks from Free Talk Live, a very popular Genesis show. Well, they got 70-something affiliates, so that's really great joining us. They're libertarians, and I was on their show, and I was going to have them on about immigration and the ultra-uber-libertarian view of let's just have open borders. The problem is you put in purely libertarian policies while a socialist system is still in place or a fascist system, and that's the quickest way to slit your throat seven ways from Sunday. So we'll be discussing that with them coming up here. Going back to Bob Chapman, though, we've got the Coast Guard hearing reports, and that's actually in my stack from 3 days ago. A caller called in, though, and brought it up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I meant to cover that because here I am at home reading this and freaking out. Where they said, we've never put a pipe this big on. We've never attached a bigger pipe to a smaller pipe. The Halliburton people were upset saying this is going to blow up. The other engineers, the operators of the rig were upset. There were arguments, 2 weeks of actual screaming and yelling and that it appears that BP, and this is on record, ordered them to do things that have never been done that they wouldn't do with a shallow, low-pressure well, and that everyone basically on the floating rig were just waiting for doom and were sure doom was coming, and that's the headline. I can't actually quote. Will you guys reprint it? Because I thought it was in my stack. It was an Atlantic Monthly headline a couple days ago because it was quoting the head of the rig as screaming at the BP executive saying the rig is now on fire. I hope you're effing happy. And I don't normally say the ASS word or the F word here. The president's using it. Oil rig people are using it. It's like in a court. I'm just telling you what was said. And they're screaming at the BP people because whatever they were told to do, they just said, that's going to blow up. So is it pure hubris by BP believing they're God because the CEO is good at playing golf? He thought he could tell the engineers what to do. Or did they know giving that order would cause this? And then why? In closing, Bob Chapman, why would they want to run this false flag?
I think they want a distraction. And I think that North Korea was one. And I think to an extent, perhaps the Israeli episodes are in the same genre, so to speak. But this is a long-term problem, and it would have been anyway. Now it's going to be tens and twenties of years. And they want people worried about all of the things that are going to happen to the Gulf or are in process. And if they're thinking about that, they're not worrying about the stock market not going up, the sovereign debt in Europe. They're not worried about the price of gold hitting new highs all the time. The people are distracted. They're doing something else. And as you said earlier, they're going to have a war. And that's another distraction. Of course, it'll also get rid of all those useless eaters. And so they plan these things. I mean, look at Pearl Harbor and so many other instances. I know it's disheartening, but that's what these people do.
Absolutely. They know what they're doing, and they – Katie bar the door because so they can maintain control of their financial fraud and gain more control, they are going to pull the stops out. And if Israel has to make a boneheaded move as a distraction for these people, Israel will follow orders. And if BP's got to blow an oil rig sky high by giving people orders they know is going to cause a blowout, probably bigger than they thought, though, is the word. I love Lindsey Williams, but he says that the elite had a Ouija board and they were able to know this was going to happen is why they pulled out. No, it's an inside job. That's what all the evidence points at. And it's just getting more and more crazy from here. Bob, I hope we're here, still here next week. Lord willing, we love you. TheInternationalForecaster.com. If folks want to get a free complimentary copy, they can go there and sign up. It's invaluable. They can also call Midas Resources. And if they get one gold franc, they get a free year of it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Bob, you're the best. We'll talk to you next week, sweetie pie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Free Talk Live, folks, coming up.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we got fellow GCN radio hosts. I like to have them pop in from time to time. A different talk show host. And we look forward in the next 52 minutes to talking to him, Ian Freeman, and of course, Mark Edge. They both host Free Talk Live, and they both moved up to New Hampshire to be part of the Free State Porcupine Project. Nice, friendly porcupine, but it's got some spines on it. Says, don't tread on me. Of course, I like the rattlesnake myself, but I do like little cuddly porcupines, as they call them, I think, over in France. But little sweet little porcupines. But maybe we should pull up a porcupine Free State Project symbol. But then Chris Matthews will probably do a show about how deadly it is and how it symbolizes racism. The porcupine, a racist animal. Yes, it attends Klan rallies. Show a little porcupine with a white hood on top of it. Porcupines are also known to be working with Al-Qaeda. Osama bin Laden's favorite animal is the porcupine. Coming up, Wednesday night, the new rise of the right and their evil symbol, the porcupine. You know, I joke about that, but there's an article about Chris Matthews earlier in the week did a whole show about how evil the Gadsden flag is. This is an Infowars.com Gadsden flag. And it's even worse. On the back it says, the Tree of Liberty must be watered by the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that's how I scuffed up my elbows, was in a fight with David Rockefeller out there during the break. My wife's here today, and I'm acting goofy for her, I guess. That's why she likes me. No, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen, getting back to serious issues, he did a whole thing demonizing it, saying it's an anti-British thing and that the Tea Partiers are delusional and believe they're fighting redcoats. No, it's getting back to our revolutionary history against big government and big governments that are 4,000 or 5,000 miles away telling us what we can and can't do, like Obama telling these governors in Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi that they couldn't go block the oil themselves and then the feds wouldn't come block it. That's what we're trying to get back to. That's what we want as a society. That's what the Gadsden flag and the porcupine symbolize. It means don't walk on me. Don't stomp on me. I don't want to lick your boots. I don't think government made the sun rise and the grass grow. I'm sorry. I don't want to call you an authority or an official. I want to call you a public servant. All right, we're going to go over some of their websites, but they are here with us today, and they have it again talk show on the evenings on the GCN Radio Network. And I originally had them coming on because they said, we'd like to talk to you in the future about your views on immigration, because we were on about other subjects when I was on their show. And I said, why don't you come on my show and talk about it? And so they are here, but so much is going on. Ian and company, Mark, it's good to have both you guys here with us today.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Well, I'm good, but I'm a little bit scared by the porcupine that I just saw.
Hey, by the way, you know, I don't consider them public servants. I mean, they serve themselves to your money, but they don't actually have any accountability to what they do. And when a servant is acting like a master, clearly there's something very screwy going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, they're trying to sell us on a world where we're not allowed to ride a bike because we might fall off and skin our elbow, or we're not allowed to, this girl, 16, of course, many of our founding fathers were 23, 24. People in the olden days were adults when they were 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about this young girl whose boat went missing yesterday, but now they found her with the beacon, and now the media is saying, oh, my God, we can't let, you know, teenagers rock climb. We can't let them get on a sailboat. I mean, my view is full-grown sailors lose their lives. If we can ban a 16-year-old who's a young lady but an adult, then we can ban a 50-year-old man.
Well, it's not like the media didn't know that this girl was going on her trip. I remember hearing an interview on NPR a couple of months ago about this brave young lass that will be sailing her boat around the world, and what a beacon for femininity and youth that she was. And now that she had a problem because storms come up in the open ocean, that, you know, it's a bad thing. But what concerns me most is I hear that there are three ships steaming towards her now, and I imagine they're probably already there. And I guess they're actually probably dieseling, but that was the term they used. How much are we paying as taxpayers for this gal to be rescued? It seems to me she should be she and her entourage are the ones that should be paying for it.
But should she be left to the sharks? I mean, you do notice it's a private boat's going to help her. Government.
Oh, I don't know that.
With this bureaucracy, couldn't even figure out how to save her. No, it's fishing trawlers.
Okay.
They looked on the GPS and found the closest ones. But I agree. I think the family, who does like publicity, I mean, personally, I wouldn't send my 16-year-old daughter out in the Atlantic Ocean by herself. When she's 18 and she wants to commit suicide, she could. I mean, it's dangerous, much less a circumnavigation of the globe. Her brother got chased by pirates in the same area when he was 17. And so it is asking for it. But I don't want to lose my liberty. So if they want to go do this, more power to them. And I think it's bold, and I think it's okay for her to get rescued. But I agree, if any taxpayer money goes into this, mommy and daddy need to fit the bill.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
All right, so let's do it, Alex. Let's talk immigration.
Let's talk immigration. Okay, go ahead and tell us your views on immigration, men, Ian and Mark.
Mark, do you want to start?
Sure. What our belief is that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely. And there are certainly some issues that should be resolved, and it may very well be that allowing free people to do that would resolve those issues. Some of those issues are things like welfare. I don't think that anybody should be required to pay for anybody else's child to be sent to school, to pay for their medical conditions, to pay for their food. Those are the jobs of charities and mutual aid societies. I don't think that you should be required to send kids to school or to pay for their hospital bills, or hospitals should be required to cover their medical bills, and therefore your insurance rates and your hospital bills go up. But I do think that people should be able allowed to come to this country and work for a better life, as so many of our forefathers did. I mean, it's a country of immigrants. And in the past, even though there have been immigration laws since the late 19th century, before that they didn't have them, they were largely unenforced because there were only a couple of ports of call that that they actually had immigration officers at. So people would just show up at different places, walk across the border, and nobody ever asked for their papers.
But see, I agree with you, but here's the problem.
Oh, good.
If you have a government that is, saying, come here, have a baby, everything's paid for, and by the way, our Ford Foundation schools are going to teach you that this belongs to Mexico and America's evil, and we're going to use you as a political weapon to take Alex Jones's private property and his guns, which 90%+ of these people end up voting for in every statistic we've got, then I can't say, oh, I'm a big happy libertarian. Let's have hundreds of millions more from all over the world come here and here, raise my taxes, everything's free. Oh, and here's my guns because you voted for it. It is suicide to have open borders because we don't have a libertarian free state system. I understand in the great free state there would be no state. There would just be free individuals of the world figuring it out in a free market. The problem is I got Goldman Sachs running my government, using it for corporate welfare to literally suck every drop of blood.
You're right. Alex, you're right. I mean, the first thing that you said there was that you mentioned that it's the government, and it's the fact that people believe in government, that they believe that it's appropriate to use aggressive force against their neighbors to either make them behave in the way they want them to behave or to stop doing the things that they don't like them to do. It's this belief in coercion and in government that continues to perpetuate the system where the government is used as a tool.
Here's an example. If my neighbors are yelling and screaming and their dog keeps barking, I'm not going to call the cops on them. I'm going to go knock on their door.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then, of course, if they try to assault me, then I'll probably try to call the police because this isn't 10,000 B.C. And if I beat the daylights out of the guy or fight back, I'm going to be the one going to prison. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, do you guys believe in zero government? Because the founders said we needed a government to protect us from another government, because as long as you've got other governments, the minute we get rid of a government, they're going to come over here with their bigger government and make us their slaves.
Well, I believe in less government. And when we get to less government, I believe in less government than that. And when we get to less government than that, I believe in less government than that. I believe that there should be voluntary, that there should be voluntary interactions between individuals as much as possible. And I think what we have today is not an immigration problem, but a government problem. And I doubt very seriously that you can use the government to solve a government problem.
No way.
It's just not going to work.
No,
the only thing you can get is a police state where they're knocking on our doors,
right,
demanding to see our Mexicans that we've got in the backyard.
A war on immigration would be the same as a war on drugs has been. You get more drugs, you get more dangerous drugs, you get violence, you get the black market.
Oh, no, I agree. They're going to selectively enforce, and when they do arrest illegals, they're going to take them and give them green cards and legalize them.
I mean,
that's what they've been caught doing already.
Alex, I hesitate to even use that term, illegals, because I think the connotation there is that these are people, we're calling them illegals because they've broken some arbitrary diktat laid down by some unaccountable bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. And I can proudly say that I have broken plenty of their diktats, and I don't follow their rules, and so I would also be an illegal by that definition.
Fact, no, I know, but Ian, there are laws. There are laws. If you jump out in traffic with 80-mile-an-hour traffic in front of an 18-wheeler, you're going to get your guts all over the highway.
That's a law of nature.
Yeah, but hold on. It's
a law
of human tribal nature that we got Mexico that's lost wars with the U.S., that's fully collapsed under their government, with 100-plus million people, 30-plus million that are here right now. And, again, we go back to this thing of we still have a government, we have all this welfare, we have all this in place. And then we have this structure. They are illegal. If you try to go down to Mexico and live however you want, and I mean, Ian, why don't you get with a woman and go down there and ask for a free baby and free health care? Yeah. You're going to get your butt thrown in prison. I mean, do you know the illegal aliens in Mexico?
Right.
My point is, you can't lower the borders until you have that free state.
Well, I don't think that what the Mexican government does has anything to do with what, you know, the free people do. I mean, that's just another group of tyrants.
But it abuts us. Yeah, but you can't. Listen, if you've got a big government sitting right next to you, and then you lower your borders to it, they're going to come in and get all the welfare, which you say you're against. I mean, I'm talking about reality. How about what's going to happen?
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is on.
Okay, let's hear from Mark and Ian how this works, because, you know, they're saying, yes, we can't give all these people free welfare, but I can't even call them illegal because there can't even be laws. Well, that's not going from a little less government to a little less, to a little less in orderly fashion, which I agree. We could shrink the state almost down to nothing, and it would be a much more individualistic, free, wealthier society. History and common sense show that. But, I mean, I'm going to have to pay the unlimited bankrupt taxes for all the illegal aliens to have all their kids and everything paid for.
Alex?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's focus on that. And real quick, if I could, you keep using a term that really it gets to me. It's we. And I am not the government, and so I try my best. And sometimes I'll use this term, and I try to catch myself on it, and Mark and I try to catch each other using it because we've been indoctrinated to speak in this collectivistic speak. And we are not the government. They are the government, and they are going to impose certain things on us. And the people that are out there calling for immigration control are calling for the government to control other people, and they're going
to
have...
But that is one of the things the founding fathers said the federal government's supposed to do. And listen, I mean, the globalists want
to
get rid of my common culture as an American, which means Second Amendment, liberty, freedom. And so, of course, the globalists want to get rid of my culture and don't want me to say we Americans. And then they want to sell it with the globalism. Let me tell you,
Alex. We don't have currently in our society anywhere near the most amount of immigrants, first generation immigrants that we've had in the past. So we're not anywhere near the idea of shaking the foundations of our culture. Benjamin Franklin said the same thing about the German immigrants in Pennsylvania back in the 18th century. So I mean these ideas are nothing new. America is a conglomeration of a bunch of immigrants cultures put together. And it, I believe, is better for it. It is the superior culture on the planet, I think, as a result.
And it's the government that's the problem. And Mark doesn't speak for me when he answered his question about less government, less government. That may be the way we get to no coercive government. But I myself, I'm going to make it straight out here. I am not in favor of coercion between human beings, between peaceful people. Peaceful people should not be aggressed against. And so it's
okay,
getting
well,
people
it's coercion that my states are going bankrupt, one of the biggest things, is the fact of the illegal aliens and all the welfare. And so I guess I've just – but that coercion's okay. I've got to
– No, it's
no,
never
no.
okay.
You're going to get coercion whether you try to put a police state on the border to stop the Mexicans from coming north, because we don't care about the Canadians coming south, by the way. If you try to stop the flow of Mexicans –
Well, there aren't that many Canadians coming south.
Sure. But if you try to stop the flow, you still get the coercion. You still get the tax dollars, but you focus them on bureaucrats, government agents with guns. What are they going to do with those government agents with guns on the
border? Look, I'm going to tell you this, Ian and Mark. Here's the deal. Austin police have told me to my face, and I've seen it in the news, that illegal aliens are God and I am a slave. So I'm telling you, the illegal aliens are the client of the government. The big, wicked, evil government loves the open borders. But I'm supposed to go, I'm a libertarian. Oh, and the illegals are like, take his guns. I mean, that's how they're voting. And I'm supposed to go, you know what, here's my gun.
You're
here's
putting
my
them
gun.
All into one group and you're collectivizing.
I'm not surprised that people from Mexico vote for Democrats rather than Republicans, because Republicans have certainly made them feel less welcome than Democrats have. I don't vote for either, but I understand how they feel.
I think there are plenty of them who are outside the system entirely and they have no interest in the government.
Just like most
Americans don't have any interest in
voting. Let me ask you
this.
Is this the Quaker influence from up in New Hampshire? Because I know the Quakers were big in Mecha La Raza, liberation theology. I mean, is there a Quaker influence to you guys? Because I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, there's a Quaker influence, but we've had our beliefs as far as immigrants go back almost to the very beginning of
the
show.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the deal. The Quakers of today are not the Quakers of General Greene.
Oh, I'm very, very familiar with the socialist bend of the Quaker meeting houses. I've got it completely. And I talk to them about those issues when we have discussions. I hold their feet to the fire. I explain to them that they are against violence and the government is violence, so they can't be for the government.
But they're not convinced. They just said, let us bring the foreigners in, and we'll talk to you later, Ian, when you're in our FEMA camp.
The only thing I've ever dealt with the Quakers on is the Haitian refugees and sending some money down there for people to get some food.
Can we talk about obedience for a moment here, Alex?
Obedience to my Lord Quaker. Yes,
I think that's an important factor that needs to be touched on here, because I think that what you said earlier, I like a lot of what you said. You know, freedom. If we could have some sort of a society where there was a very small government or no government, where people are interacting voluntarily, that'd be good. You wouldn't have a problem with immigration. So really, the goal should be to get there rather than to focus on how to control immigrants and to get to a free society.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It's like Tony Montana said in Scarface. He said, "Are you a communist? You want a Chivano in every corner telling you what to eat, what to wear, what to say, where you can go, where you can go." You know, I want my human rights, just like the President Jimmy Carter says. And my issue with all the people south of the border is, that's most of the people coming in, the illegals, oh, thought crime again, is that they are voting for big government. That's my problem.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up, and the
we got Ian and Mark here. And I want everybody to sing Kumbaya, and humans are humans, and humans want freedom. The issue is the globalists, the statists, the collectivists, you know, the main generals of the New World Order. I'm looking at their battle plan. I'm looking at the holodeck projection of the you know, individuals and people that want private property, and how the enemy's attacking us. And worldwide, it's overrun Europe's borders, overrun other borders, whatever first world nation, or if it's a poor nation, overrun it with the next door neighbor who's even more poor, to create debt to the bankers. And so I just go back to this as a realist. No country has ever survived with completely open borders. And I understand, you know, the whole Star Trek, Star League, we're all going to be libertarians in galactic deep space flying around together. But, gentlemen, how do we get there then?
How do we get where?
We open the borders now because that's the libertarian thing to do, and then maybe we'll get rid of the welfare?
Oh, I don't see how that the welfare system can continue to support an increasing burden upon it. I think the idea here that because we had a little welfare in the 60s and we have more welfare now, that we'll have lots more in the future, is saying that because I was 5 feet tall when I was 10, that I'll be 20 feet tall when I'm 40, is just, it's not accurate. The system, the United States government is essentially bankrupt. It is on its very last wheel, squeaking along, and it can't support. Its citizens cannot bear any increase in the amount, the burden of government. So I don't know what's going to happen with the welfare system, but it isn't going to increase dramatically. Because,
well, Ian, let me go back to your throwaway line, and it's a good throwaway line. No, just because you were 5 feet tall when you're 10 doesn't mean you're going to be 22 feet tall when you're 20. You might be dead when you're 20. You might die when you're 6. Because more often than not, when governments implode from too much taxes and too much regulation, instead they go into a hardcore tyranny, and Mao Zedong kills 40 to 60 to 80, depending on the statistics. The Chinese say 84 million people. Or Joe Stalin goes hog wild, or Pol Pot. And so statistically, very rarely do we have a 1776 where it goes in a good direction. It normally goes in a bad direction. So historically, when we implode here very soon and go into cardiac arrest, the maggots of big government are going to actually consume everything.
Well, I don't think that you're going to.
By the way, that's Mark over there.
Yeah, it was me that made that statement. I don't think you're going to see that in America. There are as many guns in this country as there are people, and you're not talking about Cambodia where people are trying to scratch a living out of the dusty earth. You're talking about a relatively wealthy nation, one of the wealthiest nations the world has ever seen, and its citizens are armed and have at least a modicum of the understanding of the ideas of liberty.
Also, Alex, the idea that the country should survive, I think, is fallacious anyway. I mean, who really wants the federal government?
They can have it.
Right. I want nothing to do with the federal government. I think that as far as getting toward a smaller government / free society, secession is going to be a very important step. So if the federal government doesn't implode within the next few years, hopefully some state government people will say, we've had enough, we're done with this, we're out of here, and then maybe that'll begin an avalanche of other people seceding. I can tell you that here.
Okay, but let's talk Turkey. Generally in history, when you have secession movements funded by the British twice in our history, it ends up being a move to break the country up to then bring those smaller pieces into a larger imperial union later.
What really all this depends on is, in my opinion, a paradigm shift. And that paradigm shift is to shift away from the idea of supporting coercive governments. I mean, to that end, here at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2 weeks in northern New Hampshire, there's going to be a mass signing of a declaration of independence, basically, from people basically saying, look, we don't want anything else to do with federal government. We don't want anything to do with the New Hampshire government. And we just want to live like free people. And that's what we're going to do. So you bring people like that together who have that mindset, that liberty mindset, you bring them together and the state will wither away eventually, because it just simply, the idea will wither away. The concept of the state,
it's an old idea. But Karl Marx said the state would wither away.
Yeah, Karl Marx believed that the state would wither away after growing it to the point that it encompassed everything. And I think we're going in the opposite direction of that, Alex.
Yeah, we did just legalize they just legalized knives here in New Hampshire. So things are going in the right direction, even with the very initial phases of the Free State Project going on. And that comes back to what I was saying earlier about obedience. There's a civil disobedience and non-cooperation movement going on up here that I've never seen before in the Liberty Movement. The Liberty Movement historically has always just been, okay, we're going to run some candidates once every 2 years and 4 years, get 3%, and then come back and run some more candidates. But we actually have people up here who are saying no more. I'm not going to follow
the libertarian, mainline libertarian movement. When they pick Bob Barr, who is a patriot on the surface, but when you really look at his votes, Mr. CIA, I mean, that is a joke.
Yeah, well, that's why I actually resigned publicly from the Libertarian Party before they chose Bob Barr, because I'd seen them going in a really negative direction for a long time. And one of the reasons why the Free State Project was so exciting to me when I first heard about it was because I knew the Libertarian Party wasn't getting any traction. And I knew that it had to be more than just voting. If voting changed anything, they wouldn't allow it. Clearly, you know this. I mean, you talk about the left-right paradigm all the time. I know that you've been long out of that. But now I think we need to encourage people to get out of the government paradigm. The idea that there's some sort of benefit that can come from using coercive violence over other people. And
I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you guys, you know, enlightening me or attempting to enlighten me on the deeper nuances of all this. But I've really looked at the angles myself personally. And if I can use state governments as a step to block the federal government that's been colonized by offshore mercantile corporate interests that are bigger than any government in the aggregate, you know, in the sum total, if I can, I mean, I'm in a desperate move here just to block total enslavement. So if I can use state governments through Ninth and Tenth Amendment powers,
sure,
to sabotage the federal takeover and to then get some fortresses built, you know, at the state level in people's minds to then demonstrate liberty and then move against the federal government. We can abolish it or whatever we choose at that
time. That's a difference in mindset. I don't want to move against them or anything like that. I just want to live like a free person and ignore
them.
But
see, that's not how it works.
No,
they're moving. Here's the deal. They're moving against the states and federalizing them. So when I say move against them, I mean take back the just powers of the states reserved to the people and to move against the tyrannical behavior of the feds to block their takeover. See, there's a takeover. The government is getting ready to stage nuke attacks very soon.
Been taken over. I mean, the states have been beholden to the federal government
for
decades.
What are you going to do when Homeland Security sets a nuke off in Chicago and when they send men to your house to arrest you, pal? What are you going to do then?
What's that got to do with immigrants?
No. But, I mean, we're having a larger – we're not just having tiny little discussions.
I just don't know. I mean, if Homeland Security sends somebody to my house to arrest me, I will probably attempt to videotape it and stream it straight to the internet. Best I can do. What am I going to do? Shoot them?
But listen, what I'm telling you is we have this approaching giant flotilla of tyranny firing on us now. We are under attack. And it's great to talk about paradigm shifts into no state and to think of ourselves as total individuals.
It's not just talk, though.
Trying to galvanize people into a movement of liberty for smaller government, freedom, self-defense, anti-New World Order in a desperate attempt just to stop the New World Order from completely taking over.
Admittedly, I am for the idea that states are able to, you know, use their powers the way they wish. So in the case of Arizona, I'm kind of torn. I like that the state is saying that we're not waiting for the federal government on this issue. However, I dislike what they've chosen to do that, the issue they've chosen to do that on. And I think that it's ultimately not going to work because California essentially says to the immigrants, come on in. And I guess they're giving them welfare. I don't know exactly what's going on in California precisely, but I do know that they're very friendly. Many of the
I know. I don't want anything to do with California. That's why I agree with you, Alex. I mean, if people can use a state government to separate themselves from the federal government, I'm fully in favor of that. I'm fully in favor of the idea of secession.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not in favor of secession if it's been like it has in Texas, where the media gives attention to some guy living in a cabin who declares himself president because his cousins voted him in. I mean, if we had the legislature move for secession, then I would gauge as a citizen of Texas, you know, whether or not I thought this leadership was good. But sometimes in a secession, you end up getting something even worse. And so, again, I mean,
it's about paradigm shift here, and that's about the mindset that these are leaders. Politicians aren't my leaders. Not one of them has ever been. Not one of them will ever be. And so if we get people together who are of that mindset, that independent, freedom-oriented mindset, bring them together to the same place, that gives them a level of influence they've never had before. Because right now, liberty lovers are distributed. They're all over the place, but they're not very many of them. And there's, you know, only one or two here and there. And it's rare that they encounter other people who appreciate freedom. So bringing those people together will allow for the kind of secession that is peaceful and that is liberty oriented.
All right, let me bring this up to you because, I mean, on the same subject of immigration, it integrates into that. I don't have a chance to hear your show a lot, but I hear it from time to time and, you know, always find it to be informative when you're covering the news. But I have gotten that you guys don't think 9/11 is an inside job, right?
I don't have an opinion. I've watched the videos, and I think there's some really great questions. I mean, the Building 7 thing is like a big question mark, right? But what I focus on is moving forward, because I don't want to take any side of it.
Okay, what do free individuals do then about patented viruses that can be sprayed on you or put on your skin that go in and create basically lobotomies, selective lobotomy in key areas of your brain to turn you into an emotionalist drone? Because it's being looked at by DARPA to just fly over every city and spray us, and then we'll just be drones that go get on trucks and go to the incinerators. See, you guys are talking about free state projects, and I realize that the globalons is basically what I call them. You know, these global eugenics mass murderers, they've decided that they want to kill everybody. And
it doesn't scare me, Alex.
Right. If they spray me or if they spray you, what are we going to do about it, Alex? All we're going to be is mindless automatons, and we won't care.
No, I'm going to have the will to expose them and have Chris Matthews attack me next Wednesday is insane.
I have had more fun in the last 3 years since I moved to New Hampshire. I wouldn't care if they dropped a nuke on New Hampshire, because at least I had a good time with other liberty-minded people.
They're not going to drop a nuke. They're already fluoridating. I mean, okay, what do you think? I mean, do you think water fluoridation's a kind of a squid-belly kook thing?
Well, we don't even have it up here in New Hampshire.
I'm really not sure about that. It seems to me that most people are cow-eyed drones already, so they don't need fluoride.
Well, they've been getting it for 60 years.
They don't have it here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're not doing any – they're not rising up against the New World Order.
Yeah,
they're the same old normal
it's
humans.
It's the government education, the indoctrination system that really –
Well, sure. It's a complete cocktail overlay. It's just – point blank, I've got the government documents where they said we're going to put fluoride in the water to brain damage them.
It's really a matter of an approach, Alex. The difference for me between – one of the big differences, I think, between our shows is that we approach we talk about the police state stuff like you do, but we approach things from, what can we do now to achieve liberty in our
lifetime?
Well,
I'll tell you what I can do. I can explain to people that the scientific dictatorship running things is poisoning them. And if you can get somebody to wake up to that – I mean, because we
sure,
can talk about ultra.
Up,
we can all
then?
Talk about who the most radical libertarian is and who the most awesome. You know, I'm so anarchist. I believe humans shouldn't even talk to each other.
There's no doubt you've done a great job of waking people up. And the question is, what do they do once they've woken up? And my answer to that is stop going along with it. Stop obeying. Stop paying the taxes. Stop bowing down to their laws. Say no to the government people. That's why we've been advocating people.
Exactly. Why can't Austin, Texas, the people, because in polls the vast majority are against it, get the fluoride out of the water? Why won't more people go protest the national ID
card? They're cowardly. They're scared. The government's a scary organization that hurts people, and so I understand why people are afraid.
And they want to be scary. They now admit it's all about fear.
Sure, of course it's all about fear.
Barack Obama just said that government is the monopoly privilege on the use of force. He said, I mean, that's essentially saying you go along with what I say or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no doubt about that. But
now, wait a minute. I know the UN in 2001, July 7th, said the state has the monopoly of force and all guns for individuals must be banned. Obama just said that?
Obama didn't say the part about guns being banned, but I'll send you the clip, Alex. I don't have it.
I actually might have it here.
Yeah, we might be able to pull it up. But, he had recently said that. About fluoride,
what
I want to point out.
Essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
Start it again.
Essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
Play one more time.
The part which is the monopoly on violence. The monopoly on violence.
That's what the state is, and that's why it's so important to get the idea that it's good to be in control of the state, or that the state can do good things.
Well,
or that if we just elect the right people.
Sure, well, I'm not saying that. Can you play? No, we need to shrink the state by electing the right people that will
shrink
it.
It doesn't work. The state is designed to prevent that from happening. If that's going to work, it's going to happen in New Hampshire, where we get enough people together to make that possible, because doing it in their system, the way it's been done for the longest time, hasn't gotten liberty-minded people
well,
anywhere.
Well, no, I
we
agree with
concentrate.
You. I mean, I agree with you that the mode of Gandhi saying no in many different ways every day is one of the surest ways to stop these people. I mean, we want to stop globalization, stop buying foreign goods like the Indians did to the British. So I agree with you there, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm simply stating that it's so far past that. It's so I mean, it's so diabolical that people need to really come to grips with how serious this is. But where did Obama say that, A, and B? Can you play the whole clip again?
Okay, here it is. I don't know where it came from, but I'm sure if you look at it's on YouTube, and I'm sure if you look up the exact quote, you'll find it.
You've got one of the best teams out there for research. We're just two guys doing a radio show.
No, sure, we'll find it. We'll find it. Go ahead and play the clip. Play the full clip.
What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence. What essentially sets a nation state apart, which is the monopoly on violence.
There you have it.
And whenever you read globalist documents, that's all they talk about. We have the monopoly of violence, and that's why they hate it that we're armed.
Sure. No, you'll get no disagreement from me, Alex. It's just a matter of let's get people who are excited about liberty to come up to New Hampshire and join the free. I mean, if you understand what liberty means, and that is that people should be free to live their lives how they want, as long as they don't harm anybody else, you're the kind of person that would be great up here in New Hampshire to get active for freedom. We've had amazing success with free staters, people who've moved here for the Free State Project, getting elected. It's an election year again here this year. There are, I think, dozens of people running this time because now more people are here than have ever been.
Very exciting. That's very exciting. And I know the porcupine thing is important as well. But don't you understand why the founders said that we needed some state was because other states would come and try to invade us.
It's a common
property.
Objection.
Well, I mean, I assure you, if you've got a bunch of individuals, there are going to be within that system groups of warlords and thugs that are going to come rob your butt.
Well, Alex, I don't know how things were in the 18th century, but I think that we probably did need a more centralized government in the age where people rode horses.
Well, stay there. Finish when we come back, because the city of Austin is a group of criminal warlords robbing everyone. And so we would be better with no government in Austin compared to the criminals we have robbing everything and the public drinking fluoride, sucking their thumb.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
I'll be back Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, with Congressman Ron Paul. 4 to 6 p.m. is the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Got another article of it, prisonplanet.com. Oberman slams Tea Party Senate candidate for voting against water fluoridation. I'll be back next week as well, and I promise I'm going to tell my producers right now, I'm going to leave a few days open next week with no guests. They've been doing a great job getting a lot of good guests, but I want some days to just take your calls on the oil spill. It's clear listeners want to discuss this. It's important. In closing with you guys, one of you, because you guys' voice accents sound similar, Mark and Ian, but one of you was trying to finish up a point before I went to break, but then I wanted to ask both of you about the oil spill. Another indicator, another proof, just like Katrina and everything else, the government cannot and will not help you. Any money that they end up spending will be stolen by their cronies.
Well, that's because they're a criminal gang. As you mentioned about Austin, it's not just Austin. It's every city, every town, every state, and the federal government. They're
right.
All criminal.
They're the most successful gang in a given geographic area. That's what the government is.
And so the fear that you were talking about before, this fear of, what if there's no coercive government anymore, if we get rid of the violent monopoly, then what about the other violent monopolies around the world coming in and raiding and pillaging and etc. And the answer to that is as Mark mentioned before, there's wide gun ownership in the United States. And if you look back with Hitler and why he didn't invade Switzerland, it's because people own guns in Switzerland and they just didn't want to mess with that.
I totally agree with you. More guns, less crime.
And private protection agencies. The government's big selling point is, well, we're here to protect you. But if you actually look at their own Supreme Court decisions over and over again, they've ruled that they have no obligation to protect you. So even if some foreign country does roll in here and the government's still here, they're not going to protect you.
So are you even against a county where you elect a sheriff and then you tell the sheriff, these are the guys we think are good deputies and aren't thugs?
I want to have competing sheriffs. I want to have competition and protection where people can actually choose the kind of protection that they want to buy in the marketplace. Bring competition and you get better service. Instead of these corrupt cops, you get better service.
So you're saying like have neighborhood associations where you opt in and then that neighborhood has the security it chooses.
That's a great idea.
And then who do you take, say, a guy who's caught killing a 5-year-old girl? Who do you take him to?
Private arbitration. Now, we're getting into a lengthy conversation here. I know you want to talk about the oil spill.
But see, if he's caught red-handed, I do want him to have his little neck snapped.
No, I don't suspect that there'll be a problem with that. I think most people feel the same way.
Yeah, I think most people are against child molestation, and so the private arbitrators that would be competing for justice would essentially understand that. So when you have competition in justice and you have competition in protection, then everything gets better because competition, raises everybody up, etc. And there's a lot of good information at book.freekeen.com. There's a great book called The Market for Liberty from the 1970s that really gets into detail about private arbitration and market justice and things like that, and I would recommend that your listeners and maybe you yourself, if you have the time, check that out at book.freekeen.com.
Absolutely, gentlemen. And what are some of the other websites?
Well, freekeen.com is my blog site, and that's where a lot of the activism is happening up here.
People can also go to gcnlive.com and listen to the streams. There's also a Genesis iPhone app that's free that has all the talk shows, including mine there, and Free Talk Live, and you guys are on 6 days a week, just like I am. Well, it's been a really interesting conversation. I look forward to being on your show again and you coming back here so we can debate this. Where do you see the oil spill going in closing?
I see it going all over the Gulf. The oil spill is more your bilouac. You're the research guy. You've got the team for it. And I would really ask you, what do you think? Did the government do this, Alex?
All the evidence points at it. We can't conclusively prove it. Or it was complete negligence because you never have people on the rigs, the managers, the engineers, cussing at BP people for 2 weeks in front of. There's all these witnesses in the Coast Guard hearing that they were saying, this is going to blow up. You can't order us to do this. They should have said no, so they're still guilty as well. But the BP execs need to get in serious trouble for this. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Just say no to government, Alex.
Just say no. Absolutely, buddy. I'm just fighting for the Republic here, just trying to wake people up. Retransmission starts now. Stay with us. Great job, crew. Back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.